Rock 107 WIRX. Well, hey there. What's going on? At 7:08 today, we got some sun, we got some clouds, we got some rain, we got some whatever. I don't know. It's going to be all over the place. I do know it'll be a high of 47. Tonight, a clear, colder low of 33. And then Thursday, mostly sunny and a high of 55. Right now, it is 47.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, it's that time of year where everything is pumpkin this, pumpkin that, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin flavored ice cream, pumpkin, pumpkin, pumpkin. Well, Old Smoky Moonshine Distillery in Tennessee is celebrating fall by cracking out some pumpkin pie flavored booze. Now, I don't know about this because Larry brought us some pumpkin pie Burnett's. Now, I shouldn't judge other things because of, you know, the Burnett's vodka that I had, because it is Burnett's, and anything you get, you know, $1.50 for a gallon is not going to be good. But I just, the pumpkin thing, it goes too far. I think we just take it a little too far this time of year. But anyway, if you want to pumpkin up your boozing, well, you can do that with the Old Smoky Moonshine. So get it. I thought this was interesting. Mega Millions just announced that they're going to be doubling the cost of their tickets from $1 to $2 as of this Saturday. Now, this will make for bigger jackpots, which is what they want, since big numbers drive people to buy tickets. However, though, if you don't win, you're going to be losing more, and this changes the odds. Your odds go from 1 in 258.9 million to 1 in 302.6 million. So it's harder to win. Now, Powerball has 1 in 292.2 million, and they raised their ticket prices to $2 a few years ago, and since then, they've usually had bigger jackpots than Mega Millions and sold way more tickets. So, great. I'm going to lose even more money gambling now. Fantastic. And this news will make you upset. I know. I'm sorry. The Kardashians aren't leaving TV anytime soon. Nope. The horrible family that they are, just the awful human beings, got signed a new contract with the E! Network for 5 more seasons. $150 million is what they're going to be paid. That's $30 million a season, which is a raise from the $20 million they got for the last 5. TMZ says the Kardashian deal is, quote, structured so that the family decides on how to split the money among themselves. But first and foremost, the matriarch, the worst of them all, in my honest opinion, Kris Jenner, gets paid. As the family's manager, she will pocket $15 million. The rest of the family will get $135 million. Why? Oh, my God. Why? And we do it to ourselves. If you know what? I know the answer to that. Why? It's because for some reason, people keep watching their shows and buying their books and listening to their podcasts and playing their games. Stop it. Stop making stupid people famous. You all know why they're famous, all right? Okay? It's because Kim, their sweet little daughter who talks like this, released a videotape of her on her back. That's it. That's the only reason that family is famous, is because of a sex tape. Stop making stupid people famous. And that's across the board.